And I guess I would like to hear from you that at this current time, that that's what you guys, those are the numbers, since you sent us the numbers, those are the numbers you're working right now within your system. I've never known this body, when we know that we are going to have additional revenue, to not amend the projected revenue totals to accommodate the dollars that are available that we need to appropriate. So I think it's important that we get this resolution out with the view that we know that we're still in a state of flux as far as gaming revenue and our gaming dollars go. But my one question is, the tables you've sent to us that we received yesterday is what your working budget's toward at this time. Is that correct?
Chairman Potts, I think that question was directed at me.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're working with. Yes, that's what we're working with. We're doing all different kinds of scenarios, but every scenario we use, we still have to say we know that it's probably going to change. So I just wanted to, you know, to be heard that I hope that number's right, but I hate for the whole projected revenue to rest upon that. So anyway, I know you have to do what you have to do. So that's all.
Thank you, Treasurer Littleton, and my apologies. I was talking back there, but was still on mute, so my apologies. Got Congresswoman Edwards and anyone else? Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that, you know, from the beginning, my hesitation has been that we have no formal communication from the Gaming Enterprise Board. I've always, in my experience on the committee, we've always looked to guidance that's formal, that's formalized, that's in writing from the entities that are charged with letting us know what the financial wherewithal is of those different entities. And so by not getting something official, as you know, as uncertain as it is, we've been left to react off of conversations and representations that happened in meetings that were in executive session. And I just feel like the people, and that the Constitution requires us to talk about where we get these numbers from, and I think they should be in writing. So that's one of my hesitations. And the other hesitation is, as Congresswoman Whitehorn points out, this committee has never been shy about coming back and revising projected revenue. But I'm not sure how often we've come back and had to revise projected revenue down to the extent that we might have to do that this year or next year. Thus, the reason that I really was hoping that we would get formalized. I appreciate, you know, something, but it's also why I always thought that it was a good idea to have a revenue projection commission so that they could constantly be working with these entities. So we may have to project revenue down, and I think it's a lot harder to project revenue down than it is to project revenue up. I know I've heard previous treasurers say, well, if we don't have the revenue, then we don't spend it. But I don't know, when you've planned for a year and all of a sudden you've got 20% less revenue than you thought you were going to have, how easy that is to react to. That's all.
Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, sir. We have had the treasurer's office, and I don't know how many accountants up there, running these numbers for I don't know how many days and hours. And they have come up with the best that they can under the circumstances that we're in. And I would like to call for the question, sir.
Congressman Big Horse, there's not a question before the committee right now.
Chair. No, there's not, but I'd like to be recognized.
There would be happy to end.
Move to report ONCR 2019 as amended to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Okay.
Walker, were you trying to be recognized?
I was going to make the same motion that Congresswoman Edwards did.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. Congressman Big Horse.
I have nothing.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Edwards has made a motion. It's the same as Congressman Walker's motion that would like to assert. Congresswoman Edwards, you are recognized to restate your motion.
I'll defer to Congressman Walker. I didn't know he was trying to do that. I apologize.
Thank you, Congressman Edwards. Congressman Walker.
Move to report ONCR 2019 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
There's a motion. Is there a motion from Congressman Walker, second from Congressman Big Horse? Any further
point
discussion?
Point of order.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I thought the motion was, resolution was amended.
My bad, as amended.
Would you like to restate?
Sure. Move to report ONCR 2019 as amended to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
There's a second from Congressman Big Horse. Thank you, Congressman Edwards. Your point is well taken. Any further discussion on the motion to report to Congress as amended? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed?
Yes.
Seeing none, ONCR 2019 is reported to Congress with the due pass recommendation as amended. Thank you, committee. Next item on the agenda is review of the appropriated revenue report. At this time, I have no updates. Happy to answer any questions that may be surrounding projected revenue, but I don't have any planned discussion on that agenda item at this time. I do have Congresswoman Whitehorn with her hand up. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chairman Potts. We did get a document that's similar to the projected revenue report, although it's not our projected revenue report, but I think it could fall under this heading sent from the executive branch. And I would just like, since we have the treasurer here, I would just like to have a fuller understanding to see if my understanding is correct of what's contained in that document. We all received it by email yesterday. I'm trying to get to it right now. Are you, Chairman, familiar with the document I'm speaking about?
I am familiar with the document. Again, I've not had time to review that. Most of my focus was centered around projected revenue and where we're going to be for fiscal year 2021 with an eye of getting ONCR 2019 out the door. So I've not had time to review that and have no planned discussion. Happy to entertain any questions regarding that document, though, as we did all receive that yesterday in our emails.
If I may. Yes, I believe that the email is titled Draft Projected FY 2020 Funding. And it was sent by our clerk to us. And if Treasurer Littleton's on the line, or you're familiar with the document I'm talking about, it's been sent by you, by Chief Standing Bear yesterday, fiscal year 2020 appropriated revenue tribal appropriations, and I'm seeing on it it's broken down between the legislative, judicial, executive branches, direct assistance funds, and also appropriation legislation. And then I have two columns here that are 2020 funding. Are those the difference in those two columns, that estimation of revenue that will not be realized in 2020 by our tribal dollars? Am I reading this report accurately that I'm looking at Treasurer Littleton?
Treasurer Littleton?
Okay, if it's the May 18, 2020 at 3:33 p.m. from Chief Standing Bear to, I think, Chairman Potts, is that the one you're talking about?
Congressman Whitehorn, you are still muted.
Yes, it is headed, been working email a long time. I can't get the, yes, May 18th, 2020 at 3:36 p.m. That's the document I'm referencing. Yes.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I was looking at the same one. Okay. So the breakdown of the gaming distribution, is explained in the next box down below that of what, and so the first column there is what we originally were notified of, and then the second box down there where we're making that adjustment is based on what we have verbally been told to expect. And then the tax commission, that's a correspondence from them on an adjustment amount there. And then the program income, I think, was referenced in a following email that, let me see. Here I can see this one, a breakdown. Let me see when it was sent. I'm sorry, I'm seeing where it was sent internally. I thought it was a follow-up email from Chief of Staff to Chairman Potts at a later date that broke down the $1,700,000 number by program. Chairman Potts, you did receive that email?
Yes, and that has been forwarded on to Congress.
Okay. So that's the breakdowns of the numbers in that. The interest income, again, was a estimate that we've already discussed. So did I touch on what you were questioning, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I believe so. I was just wanting to verify that the two columns in that first document, 2020 funding, that the second column is kind of, is your expectation of the shortfall. Just wanted to get that right in my mind.
At this time, yes.
That's all I needed to know. Thank you.
Chairman Potts, I have a question.
Congressman Stabler or Congressman Edwards?
Edwards, I think.
I was in there first, I think.
Congressman Stabler.
Okay.
This is a question I wanted to ask the Treasurer as well. And looking at this same report we're talking about, the fiscal year 2020 appropriated revenue tribal appropriations, so at the bottom of that, you show that the recorded income will be for this for 2020 winds up at $45.9 million. So there's about a $5 million difference between the two. So is that the margin that the PPP is filling, or are we still $5 million short to fund the full 100% that was originally appropriated for this year?
Treasurer Littleton.
I'm sorry, you lost me there. I was looking at the same report here. Now you said
I see that under the projected revenue for fiscal year 2020 in the lower section, that there is a line item that says PPP on it. So if the projected shortfall is still about $5 million to get through to the end of the year, is that what we're seeing? Is that accurate?
Okay, evidently I'm looking at a different email than you. Which email are you looking at? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be difficult.
That, Congresswoman Whitehorn was referring to. It has a similar appearance to our revenue report, but just broken down a little bit differently.
Oh, okay. I was looking at the email that was sent at whenever I said 333 on the 18th.
I think that's what I'm looking at. It's kind of, it's all blue, right? It's all blue.
It's blue, and it looks like our appropriated revenue report.
Right. So when we get down to the bottom of it, showing the projected revenue of what was originally appropriated for the year at 51.6, but what we're, our expectation now is at 45.8. So I just wanted to get a clear understanding. That's what we're looking at. We're still working to make that 45.8 work, or have we reached a conclusion that 45.8 is going to make us to the end of the year?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find the email you're looking at. I must have filed it away.
Chairman.
The one I was looking at. Okay, wait a minute. I think someone sent me what you're looking at.
Okay.
Okay, got it here. Okay, so now I'm looking at it. Okay, let's go over the numbers again. Which line were you talking about?
Okay, I'm looking
at appropriated all categories.
I'm not seeing anything labeled all categories.
Oh, I thought you mentioned the 45,963.
Yes. No? Yes.
Okay, so about two-thirds down the page there, there's a total all categories that say, in my mind, says 45,963,377.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so your question was, is that what we are anticipating for 2020?
Well, I can see from the report that's what you're anticipating. My question is that going to take us to the end of the year, or are you all still looking at reductions somewhere? Where are we with that 45 million? When we were projecting out 51.6, or I'm probably not asking my question clear enough. You've got two totals, and it looks like we're going to, instead of landing at 51.6, we're going to land at 45.8. Have there been provisions made to make that 45.8 work? Or are you all still in transitioning to try to get down to that level?
Yes, we're still working on that number. We have looked at several ways to get there. We have not been able to get to that number yet, and settle on where we think we'll be. But based on the information we have now, that's our projected revenue at 9/30 to 2020.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. I've got Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, again, following up on my last comment, so is this the executive branch's new projection of projected revenue for FY 2020?
Yes.
Is that a question for me?
Yes.
Yes, at this time it is.
Thank you, Treasurer. Now my question to the chair is, the committee and the Congress have an obligation to adjust its projected revenue resolution for FY 2020 to conform to, or at least to consider conforming it to, the report of the treasurer?
Congressman Edwards, we can certainly look into that. That's not an item that's on this agenda, nor is it an item that's on this call for a special session. So I don't think that that discussion would be in order at this time.
Okay, well, I just want to say that there was a discussion today in CA about causing some spending to go down based on some direction to the Congress. And it looks to me like, based on this document, that would be in order because the revenue isn't there to spend what was appropriated.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Any further discussion?
I've got one more question.
Congresswoman Edwards.
For the legislative branch, this shows that there was funding for merit recognition and base pay increases in the first column of 2020 funding. And then in the second column of funding, the second column of 2020 funding, there's no money for that. Who made that decision and how did that come about?
Congresswoman Edwards, I believe that question is directed towards Treasurer Littleton, is that correct?
Yes.
Treasurer Littleton, you are free to respond.
Yeah, I'm checking with my sources here.
Understand.
My understanding that even with the new law, even though base pay increases have been taken out of the law, that there's still a cost of living increase that can happen.
Mr. Chair?
Is it Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Sir.
Just looking, it looks like all of the merit recognition zeroed out. Executive, judicial, and legislative.
Is that it, Chairman Potts?
Treasurer Littleton.
On this, on when we did this projection, what we looked at was each department, what they were originally budgeted and what they had spent through our last financial statement and what was left over. And then mathematically, we projected or tried to do the cuts over every department, every program for tribal funds. We did take all the merit out of every branch, and understanding that is legislation that has been passed, but the existing salary and fringe that we had already budgeted appeared to be able to fund those merits without using that merit line item. So, you know, you all know this has not been a pleasant calculation here of what to cut, what to justify being cut. This was just a projection based on some assumptions. We know that you get to make that final decision there, but this was a legislative attempt of trying to reach the dollar amount we felt like we should reach. So I guess that's the best explanation I can give you on that.
Thank you, Treasurer. Any further discussion?
Chairman Potts, can I have one follow-up, please?
Congresswoman Edwards.
So what you're saying is that there are sufficient funds in the salary line items of all three of the branches, even though I thought that those were existing salaries, to fund merit base pay increases and recognition bonuses?
Yes.
How does that work if we budgeted for the positions that already exist at the rate of pay that they're getting, that they were getting currently at on October 1st of the year, fiscal year?
PPP.
Thank you, Treasurer Littleton. Any further discussion? Congresswoman Stabler.
This is Stabler. Just in going down the list, and I said, I know this is just a discussion on some of this, so I was glad to see the direct assistance funds in total there. But I noticed that the burial assistance funds are not in the projection for the end of the year. Are there funds still available there, or are there, have they all been expended? Any idea?
Is that for me?
I believe that yes, is sir. For sure. Yes.
Part of the provisions that we can use in our COVID money, the big allocation that we just received allows for assistance there in the burial assistance.
I remember that now. Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Treasurer Littleton. Any further discussion? None, we'll move on to adjournment.
Question to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn from Congressman Baker, the second from Congressman Whitehorn. Discussion? Seeing none, without objection, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Chairman Potts, I've already sent the committee report out for Chairman Potts, I've already sent the committee report out for review by the committee.
Thank you.